They're trying to tell us something. They have figured out the formula for chaos.
When the clock strikes 8:30, babe, time to head for Chris's house.
Hey.
Will the sun make it to the next round?
Oh no.
Pot of thunder. Let's pot tonight. Come on, baby, let's pot tonight.
Ah, yeah.
Give it to me. Put your hands together for Doc Gibbs and the Emerald Live Band. Woo! Welcome to Pot of Thunder, the recognized symbol of excellence in rock and roll podcasting, brought to you by Blue Microphones. They look great. They sound even better.
That'd be great if if it was a totally different show, like if they were like Fallon's band, well, yeah. And you still called them Doc Gibbs and the Emerald Live Band.
Exactly. We came across that. We stumbled upon that idea, and it's tickled me ever since, so that's why I keep saying it.
Fantastic.
For the past few weeks. You know me. It's your buddy, Andy, America's little brother.
Thursday night, Andy is here. Broke, don't sing again. Thursday night, no need to fear. No need to worry, cause the show's in his head. Wow!
Woo! Nick is getting ambitious, my goodness.
Yeah, there's Tony Griggs' Rush right there.
Yeah. There you go, Tony.
Finally got it.
that's as far as we've gotten into their catalog, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll get there. It's shocking we haven't, but we will.
Yeah, there's a few bands like that. It's surprising that
no
Motorhead has ever happened.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There are a few of them that are surprising, but...
Truly strange.
Get to him eventually, you would think.
Mm-hmm.
We can cross Rush off the list because it just happened.
We don't need to do an episode.
No.
Okay, we're good. All right, well, looky here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here he comes. Look at this guy. That's the wrong button.
Hulk dancing his way across the podcast studio. Nick Pollock's in the house.
Holy cow.
Is that a special acquisition on the hat? Or did you have that at the ready?
You had it.
Actually had it.
Nick has an American flag. Or is it just red, white, and blue, or does it have like stars and stuff on it?
Oh, for the hat?
Yeah.
It's just red, white, and blue.
Oh, so it could be a French cowboy hat, too.
I guess so, yeah.
Or whoever else does.
Yeah, this was this is parade gear.
Okay.
Parade gear.
Do you not have parade gear, Chris?
I don't think so. I wouldn't say that I do.
No. You going to wear that, Nick?
No, these are the kids.
Those are the kids.
This isn't mine.
Fit you pretty nicely, though.
Yeah, well, maybe they won't have any parade gear this year.
You going to wear all of it?
It's going to be all dads.
Well, to Nick's immediate left, you want them, we got them.
Have it every day, yeah, yeah. I can have it. Get out of my way, yeah, fuck you.
Put your hands together for the breakout star of the podcast medium. Chris Allen's in the house. Nick, was that a new cape too? Or just the hat?
Flag.
Yeah, I didn't even see.
This is part of the parade gear.
I kind of got out of the way. I'm doing my thing. I saw the hat. I didn't see the cape.
Yeah.
Is that an actual cape?
Yeah. It's got the little Velcro
look at that.
Stuff here.
I'll be damned.
So, yeah.
Look at you.
Came prepared.
Where do you get that stuff? Walmart?
I don't remember.
Mostly party, Walmart and Kmart?
Like a party city or something. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, they got everything.
Way too much, but...
What do you think of the idea when people always say you're not supposed to wear the American flag? How do you feel about it?
I don't know. Do people say that?
They do. You're not supposed to wear it.
Like an actual flag?
I think it's definitely the actual flag, but I think also flag motif is discouraged from use as actual apparel. But I think it's, you know, I think what you got going on there is stylized, so
it's allowed.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, I know. You just hear it every once in a while, usually after a parade. There's a news story around.
I guess if you drape yourself in a flag, I don't know.
What if you're like you just won the gold at the Olympics? Can you drape yourself in a flag then? Or is that
someone's going to be upset.
Is that the time to complain?
I don't know.
Michael Jordan covering up his Reebok logo with it.
Yeah, he did that.
He did, yeah. Could be. Maybe that's the time to call someone out on...
I don't know. I don't really hear that often, so... This is kind of news to me.
What's the patriotic equivalent of sacrilege? I can't think of the right word. Maybe there isn't one. I don't know.
I don't know. That's interesting.
Whatever it is. I was going to say sacrilege. That's not it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that, read that, and I think there's the goalposts get moved around as to what that actually constitutes, but...
Yeah, just like every rule.
Well, yeah, it's...
It's just... people
arbitrary, people get upset about it, they enforce it at their whim.
Yeah, so. And they just throw information out so people fight with each other. You gotta have something to fight about every morning, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or else, why are we getting out of bed?
Exactly right. Yeah. Somebody throws that out there, it's regarded as gospel, and you know,
yeah,
the fighting ensues, and mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Well, we found ourselves here on this 3rd of July.
Oh,
done it again.
Always the best episodes, the 4th of July episodes.
Do you think that?
No, I think they're fun, but... Isn't it kind of a thing where, like, it's a holiday episode, even though it doesn't always fall on a Monday?
Yeah, where it's
we kind of figure like, eh.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a loss sometimes.
There's a bit of that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this year. Don't turn it off yet.
No, not yet.
No.
Okay. So I can't turn it off.
No.
Right now.
You least of all.
Okay. Then I'll have some water. I'm ready to go.
Who wants something?
I was going to say, I can't get through this episode without some calories. I'm going to need something. It better be baked.
Who wants to eat dainties? Who wants to eat baked treats with me?
There was talk, I believe, last week of replacing that as the baked treat theme. I think there would be a revolt if that happened, and it might come from within this room.
It'd be a revolt.
Was there talk about it? During the show?
Somebody mentioned that...
Oh, afterwards.
A possible alternate theme.
Afterwards, yeah, I mentioned
fourth
that.
Baked treat theme coming down the pike.
Okay.
I don't know if that would
Andy
be...
Andy was simply tickled by it.
Oh, yes, when we were walking out last week. Now yeah. I remember what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, okay. Not actually on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, we can do that for one time and see how it's...
I don't know about that.
Not even one.
I think we, you know, when you happen upon perfection, you don't mess with it.
I agree with you to an extent, but I also believe in taking it away so people miss it and then giving it back, and then it's even more impactful. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't
we'll
know
debate.
If that principle will apply here.
Okay. Yeah, I think a debate is in order.
I think so.
I'd like to moderate.
All right. Okay, so I've got some foil in front of me. If you're on our Patreon group watching us live, you can see the treat worth the price alone.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of crumbly.
What do you guys...
I'm going to say since it's the 3rd of July and I have eyeballs, it's some kind of apple pie.
And based on the smell as well, I'm sure.
I thought that was my cologne. I wear it just on the 3rd and 4th of July.
It's the 3rd of July. Mm-hmm. There are two things that are distinctly American.
Oh, no.
One is apple pie.
The other one's American cheese.
And the other is a sound clip.
Oh. Okay.
One is apple pie. The other is...
Hard time!
Hard times.
Hard times.
Okay.
Hard time!
Okay.
Okay.
So
I was going to say racism, but I wasn't sure how that would fit into the baked treat.
That's a global thing.
That's universal.
Yeah. That's everywhere.
The combination of apple pie and hard times uniquely American.
Yeah, but Americans take pride in their racism more so than other countries.
The reason I say this is because this has no apple in it. This is a mock apple pie, which is a Depression era recipe.
When you couldn't even get an apple.
Well, you could get them. I read about it a little bit. You can get them, but they were a bit pricey for what people were willing to spend during the Depression.
Or able to spend.
Able to spend.
Yeah.
So what they did was they took water and sugar.
More water.
There's no shortage on water.
And they boiled it. Then they put a whole bunch of Ritz crackers in it and let them swell.
So Ritz crackers.
Ritz crackers.
Were okay.
They were around back then.
It was like 1934, I think it said in the article I read.
But that was,
tail end of the Depression.
Yeah. I would think that apples would be easier. I'm not doubting you. I'm just surprised. I would think apples would be easier to come by than some Ritz crackers. That's a high-end item.
From what I read, they were cheap by comparison at that point in time. Apples were plentiful, but too expensive.
But it has to be Ritz?
Well, I don't know.
Or like, because I could see saltines.
Well, I don't know, because
which were around back then? Well, I didn't know either was around. I'm not familiar with the origins of various crackers, so I don't know when they came out, but it surprises me that Ritz crackers were around back
then. It was like 34, I think it said in this article, that Ritz came out.
Did they introduce the Ritz at the 1893 World's Fair, like every other item
everything
on,
ever that
on
happened,
the planet?
The internet?
Yeah.
Everything.
The internet. It just took another 100 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Ritz crackers introduced by Nabisco in 1934.
Okay. So the article was probably correct.
These were hot. These just came out.
And apparently much cheaper than buying apples back then, from what I read.
It says it on the box.
Does it really?
No. Cheaper than apples.
It should. So
that's a good marketing.
That was 5 years into the Depression, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It took them a while.
It's, you know.
Maybe the name, maybe they had it about to come out, and then the Depression hit. They're like, we can't put something called Ritz out right now. We got to put this on the shelf.
It's
and then true. They sold them real
wasn't,
cheap.
It wasn't putting on in the Ritz a Roaring Twenties song.
Yeah.
Celebrating the high life.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So maybe they thought it was in poor taste.
Took
so
some then, balls to come out with a Ritz cracker.
So, but then maybe they were all stale. They just, that's why they were cheaper than apples. They came up with this recipe.
Well, in this case, they swell up after a minute or two.
Yeah, they do.
And they sort of resemble apples. And then you put... they sort of do. So they resemble sliced apples somewhat the way they swell up.
You mean when they're...
Sliced apples.
Not a whole... All of a sudden, appeal.
It just suddenly became round.
Red.
Like, yeah.
Some are green.
And then some lemon...
Spherical in shape.
Lemon juice and cinnamon, and that's you pretty much got it. Andy, you tried some.
I just tried a crumb that fell off the top. I didn't want to take a bite yet. I'm waiting. I don't like to eat it until we start the song.
Okay.
I don't know why that's my thing where...
So he likes to chew into the mic while music is going on.
It's the opposite. I don't want to chew until I have a break
in the talking.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But you're still chewing into the mic. Which...
Well, I try to do like this. These damn blue microphones, though.
They pick up everything.
Can't get away with anything.
Pick up my thoughts half the time.
I believe these were unveiled at the 1893 World's Fair. Blue microphones.
Yep. Yeah, blue microphones, Ritz crackers, the internet, everything. Pot of thunder. So what are we going to do here? Is it Nick's turn?
Yeah, it is Nick's turn.
Nick's turn, wow, okay.
Nicky Nick.
Wow, okay. So, you want me to go to the list, Nick? Is
that
what we're doing? Okay, and we're going to pull the sports machine lever. All right, well, whenever you're ready, give it a pull and we'll see what we get. Oh, wow.
What happened?
No, acting. Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
What happened?
We only have 800 submissions, but somehow we got the number 1776.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, unbelievable. 1776.
Well,
what happens now? I don't even know what to do here.
I think I have to.
Nick, are you going to approve this one?
I have to go for it.
Okay, you're going to go for it.
Yeah.
I don't know
how
that. Come
on now.
Hmm. So 1776. Ooh, what are the odds?
100% they were today.
Yep. So.
Going for it, yep.
I see Chris doing some research over there, just in case there's anything.
Scrolling around.
I mean, a big year in some places, maybe not. Maybe a year off over there.
Yeah, maybe in Rome they weren't really. They were like, eh.
A lot of factoids.
They're like, let America do their thing. We'll just wait it out.
Most of it, of course, about the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
So how did we land on 1776? How did this happen? We only have 800 or so songs. You don't know?
These Apple computers. They glitch. These Ritz computers.
They swell up. They swell up the list.
Yeah, I accidentally left a bottle of water in my briefcase, and it swelled up.
I do have some comments about it.
About?
From a listener.
The song?
Yeah, but we can get to that after.
It's impressive.
After the
considering
reveal.
It's not here. It's not on the list, but maybe it is. I don't know what's going on over here.
Let's see. All I'll say is it's 4th of July week. I think we've got something.
Mm-hmm. On our live chat, Fielding Fowler said, Pope John Paul blew off a finger with an M80. Is that what happened? 17? Was he there? Or would that be JP1?
JP1 was 1978, so no.
Were they back-to-back?
Yeah.
There was no one in between. Or there was like
no,
that Paul Stanley Pope
that's
in between.
The Paul Stanley reference, yeah.
John Paul I is the Paul Stanley reference.
Is the one that Paul Stanley, but we never got to see.
So he was only there for
a month.
A month. And he died or he left?
He died.
He died.
And then JP2.
Was it just like a tribute, sort of?
I think in part, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. We've probably gone over that before, but I don't remember. I apologize if we have. I can't keep my Pope stuff straight, but I like to learn it. Anything? No? We don't need anything. Yeah, we got nothing, we got nothing.
I think we need to go head first into this one.
All I can tell you is the Pope in 1776 was...
Oh, goodness. Was it a Pius?
It was a Pius.
Okay.
Which one, though?
Pius the... 9th.
A little too far. Pope Pius the Sixth.
Sixth.
Born Count Giovanni Angelo Braschi.
Polish.
No, I probably didn't pronounce that right, but
kind of a bummer to have to drop that name.
Yeah, your first name is Count. That's pretty cool, actually.
Do you get to keep that title, I wonder? Are you still
count Pope?
Yeah, are you Count
Damn.
Pope? Talk about parlaying right there.
What is a count?
I don't know. Is it like a lord in some countries?
Okay.
Some sort of land-owning person of means.
Okay, man of means.
In the Muppet world, it's a vampire, so it can be a variety of things.
Yeah,
Pope Pius the Sixth, Count Giovanni.
I like it. That's a good name. All right. Well, Nick, do you know all, you have all the information?
I do.
All right. Well, then let's turn the microphone over to Chris Jericho.
All right, Harold. This one's called
4th of July.
Off of
Keel.
By the band
Keel.
Ow!
Oh, no.
Could not resist.
Keel.
From 1987. Brought to me by Brandon Furlong.
Hey, Brandon. Thank you.
He's got some things to say about it.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about 4th of July. So this is the debut album, I'm assuming.
so I
or did he not
necessarily?
Yeah, not necessarily.
A lot of bands had their self-titled album later on in their career.
It's the fourth album.
Of course it is.
Because I want to say, I don't know if Yngwie was on the first album, but I think I remember reading somewhere that Kiel was like the first singer, that the American singer that was like paired with Yngwie when he came over here. I believe. I don't know if he was on an album or not, but.
Okay.
No, this is their fourth album, apparently.
Could have been like the Peter Gabriel thing, where their first several albums were self-titled. Well, how the hell did that happen?
Phone's just yelling over there.
I cover my ears. This is like,
what's going on? What is going on?
This is like the
here?
Cradle of Love video.
It won't stop.
Oh, forget you heard that. Sorry. Anyway,
I think we talked over it enough. People are not going to. Yeah.
But anyway, maybe I was saying maybe he's the Peter Gabriel thing where his first several albums were simply named after himself.
Could be.
How many albums did Gabriel do like that? Three? The first
I think
three?
It was the first four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this would fall into that window. This is the fourth Kiel album.
Yeah. Or actually, yeah, because he was in Steeler, then he formed Kiel.
Okay, so what does Brandon have to say about this?
So Brandon Furlong, let's see, this is the exact sound of pulling your Peter out at a party and waving it around.
Okay.
It's not pandering, it's not jingoistic, it's just coming from the heart of someone who absolutely loves his country and loves Brandon. To party.
Oh, Brandon.
There's nothing fake or phony here. This is Ron Kiel at his core. Everything about this one rocks. I hope even Taco Bell across the pond cranks this up and pulls out his Peter at the next cookout.
Oh, he didn't
and
even
waves
need
it around.
He'd do that with no song. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
He'll let us know.
He'll do that at the library.
Doing it on the 4th of July over there might be in poor taste, however.
Maybe.
It's a solemn day of loss over there, perhaps. I don't know.
I think they just sweep it under the rug.
They just disregard it.
Yeah. They pretend it didn't happen, but it did. It kicked your ass. So.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this because it's one of those, for some reason, not on. It's not streaming.
It might not be, yeah.
But it's on YouTube, I think. So I'm
looking
for it now.
For sure it is on YouTube. I've checked it out on there. I'm familiar with the song, and actually, you guys may not remember this, but the fireworks game last year, the riff that was playing in the background,
it
was this song.
Oh.
Wasn't aware of that.
I'll be damned. Okay.
The closing track.
Of this album. So here's what's available, just to let you know. There's Lay Down the Law, which has an interesting album cover of a woman wearing a leather vest with a badge on it. And I believe it's a man's hand groping her breast from behind.
Okay.
Yep.
Nothing.
Nothing unpatriotic going on there.
But I was gonna say nothing patriotic either in the song titles.
Well,
it's just whatever.
See, like, the album cover that I'm seeing though
mm-hmm.
is just a band photo.
For this one?
For this album, for the self-titled Kiel album.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this damn thing.
But I'm sure it's the same recording, so
yeah,
might as well have the you know,
mm-hmm. All right,
the
all right.
other one. Oh yeah, that's album
the
cover.
One. Okay, we got it on YouTube.
From here, it looks like the "I'm the Man" album cover.
It does kind of
same color scheme.
Yeah. Okay, well, 4th of July, huh?
Yeah. This is happening.
I don't know anything about it. I have no preconceived notions. I just, when you were reading what Brandon said, I'm not doubting him. I was just thinking, oh boy.
Oh, you were doubting him.
No, well, I was saying, I don't.
Blatantly.
I was thinking, I don't know, without hearing this, I don't know if Chris is going to agree with you. I feel like you're targeting that at Chris, and we're going to see.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, I'll be the judge of whether this is genuine or jingoistic. Mm-hmm. So.
Can it not be both?
I suppose it could be both, but,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We'll see what we think when we hear it. But.
Yeah. So, Ron Kiel, I don't know. So he was paired with Yngwie, and then he went solo, right? So you said Steeler, then Keel.
And then I think he's had a lot of different incarnations. Like, I know he does like a, he's the heavy metal cowboy these days.
Right.
So he's got okay. a big sort of country rock sort of thing happening.
Well, people love that. So
yeah, they do. No, that's, I mean, how many bands are dipping their
toes into, smart career move for a guy like him and who plays that style of music.
Yeah. What, so he's a singer, obviously. Does he play guitar as well? Or is he just, okay, so he's like rhythm songwriter dude.
I think so, yeah.
Sammy Hagar type?
Perhaps. I don't know as far as comparing their guitar abilities. I don't know.
Okay. I just know nothing. I've heard him referenced many times. Yeah. I've heard Chris make fun of his name because it's part of a boat and that you should not name your band after parts of a ship.
Well, you should not name yourself after parts of a ship. If you're named for a part of a ship, change it. That was my declaration.
Yeah, once you're old enough to change it, first order of business, change it.
Fix it.
Then you can go on with your career. Do whatever you want. Okay.
So, yeah, it's as far as I know, he's one of the, like, the road dog, hardworking, like, he's always out there touring and playing. So
okay, where's he from? He's American, but
that's a good question.
Where's this from? Do you have a bow tie too?
Yeah, I got.
I didn't see.
We're gonna take a picture after the show.
Did you
something for everybody?
You didn't have it on during the thing?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
It's a surprise.
Okay, I just saw an American flag bow tie on the table. Didn't know what was going on. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, but it says he originally Tennessee based as far as when he started his career. Where he's actually from, I don't know. But
Tennessee heavy metal, huh?
I guess
that
so.
Had to be a shocking thing back in the 80s, I would think.
I don't know.
Now Tennessee's a different world.
Has Nashville always been kind of diverse
Memphis,
musically?
There's more than one city in Tennessee.
That's true. I guess they have two cities now. Who knew? I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't know anything. Okay. Well, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with 4th of July by Keel. It's a party.
It's a party. I mean,
you're stopping.
I'm
stopping.
Andy kept looking at me. He looked at you. Like, is he gonna stop it?
Come on, Nick.
What is there to comment
Nothing.
About?
Sounds like a fun party. That's all. Nick's laughing.
Chris, well, I was trying
Chris
to think
shook
of,
his head in a non-satisfactory way.
Well, first I was trying to think what other songs have a sort of a party atmosphere like this. I know the big one that comes to mind is Bad Fish by Sublime.
Oh, it's a party
starts out
intro.
With yeah, just kind of like the sounds of people at a gathering like this.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there are many others.
I could see Sublime's, one of their major influences was Keel, probably. Right. Peter Tosh, Keel. That's where the list ends. Yeah,
that's it.
Yep.
Exactly. One or the other is the inspiration
Put them
for
together.
Everything they did.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Chris is shaking his head.
Call your friends. Call all your friends. There's going to be a party, and the band is going to play. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what we got so far.
That's good, right?
I'm fine with that.
I don't know.
I just hope I'm one of the friends.
I don't know if that's that good. I mean, what if you show up and the band sucks? And the chances are the band is going to suck if it's playing at some party. So I don't want a band at my party. I don't know. Play a little, run your phone on shuffle or something. But, I don't want some fucking band in the backyard.
No, it's not fun anymore. No,
it's not going to be one of those.
Was it ever fun? Again, the band that plays in the backyard is going to suck. And I say this with full knowledge that that's how Van Halen got their start, playing all the backyard parties in California. But ever since then, every band that's played at a backyard party has been shit. Too loud. They're not playing any music anybody wants to hear. Just get out and play the phone on shuffle. That's all you need to do.
That's it, huh?
Nobody cares.
No one wants to hear that.
Some big tent that they're playing under. No, nobody cares.
Hmm.
Every year, the time is finally here. We're celebrating Independence Day.
Wow. It's finally here.
Celebrating.
I mean, there are so many Christmas songs.
That's true.
Contemporary Christmas songs. There should be a 4th of July song.
Oh, you're listening.
And we've got it.
We finally
got it. Production is terrible. I mean, it's weak, it's murky, it's distant. It's not good.
Mm.
The impact of the holiday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to say, I agree with you. It does sound distant. Maybe that's not their fault. It is what it is.
Well, it's somebody's
fault. It's somebody's fault.
And that's how it ended up. Yeah. And it sucks. Yeah. So. Yeah. It's not good.
It sucks. Nick, do you have the lyrics in front of you?
No, do you?
No, I don't have them. I can't even find the damn song.
I wonder if the lyrics are even up.
It's been scrubbed from the internet.
I don't know. I'd be surprised, actually, if the lyrics were published somewhere online, because this seems to be a tough one to find.
Well, literally everything is on the internet. For this not to be on there would illustrate how lousy it is.
Okay, it looks like there are, yeah.
Nobody went to the trouble of even transcribing the lyrics. But they're here. They're here. Right?
Andy's found something.
They're here, but... Look, all right. Hey, I don't know what to tell you.
What do you got?
Look at the ad. I don't know if you can see it here.
It's too bright.
It's too bright. The ad at the top of my lyrics for Keel.
What is that?
Okay, all right.
What does that tell you?
I get a screen capture of that. You're going to need to post that.
You know, all I posted was, or all I wrote was... Keel 4th of July lyrics, and I got the some website
wants you to take a test.
Two men, caricatures of two men's faces close together, and I guess the internet is just making assumptions based on my listening habits. But it says, "Am I gay?" Test. See more. Yeah, so I could take a test to see if I'm gay. Call all your friends. There's going to be a party, and the band is going to play. Once every year, the time is finally here. We're celebrating Independence Day.
God.
I'm on board.
You're on board.
Huh? I am. I think this is one of those cases where, we had the discussion, what was it, last year or the year before, when we had God Bless the USA?
Yeah.
When we were talking about, is it genuine? Is there any sort of authenticity from as far as the source of the music,
mm-hmm.
and what's coming out, or is it just a cheap sort of cynical attention grab? Like, oh, this should probably get us some attention, or this might sell a bit if we're capitalizing on a holiday that already exists. There could be a discussion there.
Mm-hmm. We'll make a toast. Oh,
party the most.
That's a terrible line.
By the dawn's early light, we'll make a toast to party the most.
Yeah.
They just turned me right there with that one.
Just using part of the Star Spangled Banner?
I didn't care for that, really. But no? It was the toast to party the most. It got me.
It's invoking your hero's municipal ways.
Yeah.
Tonight. Well, there's a moment coming up a little bit later that also is a similarity.
Okay.
Well, that's a lock for Andy to enjoy it. And might I say, on the other side of the couch here, you know, similar mindset and lyrical direction as Nick's hero, Andrew W.K. So
unabashed, unapologetic, gonna have a good time, don't care who knows it.
Okay.
We've got all night to rock. What time are you in on 4th of July? Are you an all-night partier on that night?
Oh, certainly not.
Andy, how late are you up
these
on the 4th
days,
of July?
Well, I don't know. I'm up every day till about midnight, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's no different on 4th of July.
When I think of 4th of July night, I just think of being absolutely exhausted.
Yeah, I mean, outside all day. Any day where you're outside... If you went to a parade and then, you know, you cook out and then you do a fireworks thing, that's a lot of outside time on a hot day.
Yeah. Plus, you got to, for the fireworks, you have to wait until sundown. So it's at least 9 o'clock to get the maximum impact. So,
man, let me tell you about this one 4th of July I had. It's not even a good story, but because Nick said it, I just remembered. It was 2002. It would have been, so I would have been 19. Woke up very early for me to jump in illegally into a 4th of July parade and act like I was supposed to be in it at 8 a.m.
That was great.
And then went back home for a while, and then we played soccer because it was a World Cup year, and Jay, our brother, was like, let's get a soccer game going.
I remember
so
that,
we went with, I don't know, we were able to round up like 8 people or something. So now we're running around. Yeah. It's like 95 degrees.
It was very hot, yes.
We're sprinting back and forth because we still had the youthful exuberance at the time.
Sure.
And then, you know, like the thing, you know, cooking out, whatever else, other adventures. I remember being so exhausted that night. Unbelievable. But
yeah that's what I think of when I think the night of 4th of July. Like, not we're partying all night. It's like
zero
I'm dead at this point.
Yeah just too much excitement. Gotta pace yourself on the 4th of July if you're gonna try to make it through the fireworks.
Yeah, and it's always the hottest day of the decade on 4th of July.
It makes sense. It's smack dab, not in the middle of summer, but a week or two after summer starts, and it's to be expected.
I remember marching in parades, and it was always the hottest day ever. When we had to strap the bass drum or snare drum or whatever we had to play, go marching.
Yeah.
Hottest day of the year, every time.
Yeah, Nick almost melted the sole of his shoe when he stepped in a road apple on the 4th of July, marching with a snare drum in front of him.
Did I tell that or no?
I don't remember.
Okay,
but it's like life highlight for me. Nick with a drum he couldn't see in front of him.
Something.
The horse took a shit. They didn't scoop it up. Nick stepped right in.
I was wearing my dad's white tennis shoes. They were kind of green afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And I remember looking over because I didn't know. I'm like, I feel something on my feet here. And I looked. I'm like, oh, great. And then I look over. I see these kids pointing and laughing at me.
Yeah, it's not like you stepped in like, a goose turd or something.
No, this is.
Yeah, this is both shoes.
Yeah.
Significant amount of green added to those shoes.
Tracks for... for a little bit there.
Large chunks still attached.
Yeah, and they were my dad's. It was the age where I was able to fit into my dad's shoes. and we're in white tennis shoes.
Yeah. Those were probably his going out shoes.
Well, they weren't. They weren't anymore.
No, they were done after that. You throw them in the garbage after that.
I think that's finished. What, we'll have to ask our mom if she remembers, but probably she looked at them and was like, "No."
Yeah, you don't put the effort in to clean that up. You throw them in the garbage and you move on.
Okay.
And were you standing right next to me when that happened, or
I want to say,
what do you remember of it? I'm trying to pinpoint the year here.
I don't know. I want to say there was one year when I probably only did it the one time, and this is probably it. I was like, I don't want to do this, and I pretended I didn't feel good, so they put me in the van. So I just got to sit in the van for the parade. Because I was like, it's too hot. I'm not doing this.
The van that my in-laws drove, actually.
Oh, really?
That was their van.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's something that I never participated in one, and I never really went to go see one. This fascination with parades just makes no sense to me. It's just...
Well,
what's unappealing?
Why do you prioritize that? You see a bunch of jackasses walking down the street. Why is that something appealing to anybody? Why would you want to be one of those jackasses? And why would you want to be on the side of the road watching one of those jackasses?
I'm sure I will be on this day that this episode's released.
I will have done it last night as of this episode's release.
It makes no sense to me.
Let me say this. I agree with you 100%. But I do think that once upon a time, it probably was excitement when there was no other entertainment. And, you know, oh, hey, we have no TV. We have nothing to do. This is the one thing a year that happens. So everyone's going to go out and, you know, you probably get drunk if you're old enough, or if you're younger, there's candy.
Yeah. Well,
it's probably a big thing, but now the time has passed.
Occasionally see some guys step in horse shit that cracks you up. That's worth it, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sure those two kids are probably still talking about it every year.
Yeah, of course. They're doing a podcast down the street talking about it, wherever they are. Yeah, but I agree with you that I think having kids kind of makes it where, like, okay, it's something to go do.
Okay, but at what point do we steer the kids away from bullshit that's that's outdated and not really fun anymore?
Probably overdue, to be honest with you. I mean, here's the problem. You go to the parade now. I feel like once upon a time it was like whoever the community leaders were, or whatever, or there's some kind of, you know.
Well, Andy, you said you're going to be in one.
Well, I was in one. I was going to just attend.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in it. But, you know, like, oh, my, hey, there's the mayor or whatever, you know, back in the day when that was a big deal. But now it's like, these are just people who work at the bank and they're passing out notepads.
It's advertising, yeah.
or they're just
everything.
The most egregious thing was when people are just giving out business cards now and no candy. It's like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
You
got to
do
that.
Candy.
That happened last year, giving out like a pen or a note or like a little post-it
thing. At least
thing.
It's something. But if it's a business card, you can't use that for anything.
Wipe my ass with it.
Yeah, you could fucking chop up some cocaine with it, maybe. That's about it.
You could try to pick the horse shit out of the grooves of your dad's shoes.
You could have used a business card.
One thing you're not going to do is call the number on it, ever.
Yeah, of course. You deserve whatever, something bad for... If you're not giving candy to people, why are you in the parade?
Candy's essential.
The other morning, I was driving back from the gym, and an Orkin car drove by, and I was reminded of how we had an Orkin guy on our block when we were kids, and every Halloween, he gave out fucking Orkin coloring books.
What a dick.
So we fucking soaped his windows, egged his house... You know, and he just continued to do it year after year.
I like that. I don't care.
Yeah. Dug his heels in, and he got fucking soaped up and egged every year.
He's like, just wait till these kids grow up and they have a pest control issue.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
then they'll come calling.
Then the apologies will start rolling in.
I'm not a parade goer, so I wasn't aware that this was going on. But yeah, that's horse shit,
dude. It's so bad.
You know, I wish someone would have said that to me while I was walking.
Dude, that's horse shit. Oh, thanks. Thanks for looking out.
I don't know.
It's time to put an end to parades.
Well, okay. What about like a school band? That's all right.
No, it's not.
And that's not even all right.
Let them perform at the football game. Stay out of the street.
People like to gather in a public place.
Why, though?
I don't know.
They do.
Yeah, I don't know. You go to the streets to celebrate. I don't know. I just think that it's a
happening.
And oh, here's one more
thing.
It's
so foreign to me because it's not something my parents ever took us to or even ever considered taking us to.
No.
It was just not something that went on in my household. And when I see it, it's like, I don't know. It's weird to me.
Well, the other thing that we don't need anymore is every fire truck in a 20-mile radius.
That's true.
Just one is fine from the town that it's in. We don't need every fucking fire
truck. Every
from...
little kid covering their ears for about 20 minutes straight.
The kids don't like it. The grown-ups don't
like
it.
If you're driving the fire truck and you see the little kids...
Yeah, covering their ears and crying.
All right, I'll just let this ring out, and I won't.
They're kind of like the Orkin guy continuing with the coloring books. They see it and they honk, blow the horn even longer.
Yeah,
because they're dickheads.
Yeah, they're ruining it. It's over with.
Yeah, let's start there. Okay, scale back, throttle back on the fucking fire trucks.
Yeah,
as a step toward abolishing parades. Entirely.
Like you're turning me here.
Baby steps.
I'm slowly coming to your side.
And then you're seeing fire trucks in places you didn't even know had their own fire trucks.
Yeah, you're like, I didn't even know that enough people for a fire truck.
Yeah, like, I didn't know the BP refinery had this many fire trucks.
Amazon warehouse has a fire truck. The hell? Why are they here?
The Dairy Topper's got a fire truck.
It's bigger than the building. Yeah. Everyone's got a fire truck. They're all blaring their horns for hours. Yeah. All right. Let's have a drink and sing a song or two. Whoa, I wanna... Okay, I loved that. That was pretty great. That was an awesome delivery.
Yeah. Let's have a drink and sing a song or two. Whoa.
Big fan of that.
I think you should back it up.
I'm backing
it
up.
Andy liked it.
Yeah, I didn't really, wasn't paying attention. Now, let me hear that.
Snuck up
Andy,
on us.
Andy, better or... Only equal to the delivery of in Jukebox Hero as far as the lyric, the vocal.
Better, but
as enthusiastic.
Well, that line maybe it didn't grab me until this line that just happened. So maybe I should pay a little bit closer attention for the enthusiasm and the theatrical nature of the delivery. But that line, I think, deserves its own wing in the Pot of Thunder Hall of Fame. It's just very odd way. Like, if you saw that line on paper, you wouldn't read it that way.
No.
But that's how he did it.
But he's really showing that. Yeah, he's got a voice where he's a metal frontman, professional metal frontman to be able to do what he just did vocally.
Oh, get out of here.
It's kitschy and ridiculous what he said, but the fact that he's able to do that with his voice.
Do what with his voice? Yell whoa?
I mean, he kind of
Joey Lawrence can do that.
He reminded me of Blackie Lawless there with his
delivery. Yes, exactly.
Which something to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible, but it's not great either.
No, I'm just saying that as far as this goes, whether he's on the high end of the spectrum, the metal singer's low end, doesn't matter, but he's...
Well, he would be toward the low end, if you're wondering.
I'm just leaving it open.
Well, I felt a need to correct you and just, you know...
Open and shut case for Chris.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
easy diagnosis.
That whoa reaction is probably similar to the one Nick had when he stepped in horseshit on that parade. Whoa! I want to party till I see red, white, and blue.
Let's see some fireworks. What? What is he talking about?
He's all worked. He's clearly all worked up.
What? Yeah, he's kind of losing it here.
Although I think the lyrics are wrong for this that line and the one that's coming next. I think the lyrics that we found on the internet are wrong. Because I see it saying, let's see some fireworks exploding in my mind.
That's what I
heard.
I'm thinking exploding in the night.
Oh, let's go back. I mean, hey, exploding in the night makes sense. Exploding in my mind, there's something wrong with this guy.
Yeah, and the next line after wrong.
Okay. Because I was assuming if the next line is right based on what we're looking at, it would make sense if it was the night because there'd be a rhyme there. But yeah. Play it back. Let's hear it.
Okay. Whoa, I wanna party till I see red, white, and blue. Let's see some fireworks exploding in the night. Let's celebrate our ghosts that don't shout out lights.
Yeah, these lyrics are incorrect.
Okay. What does it say on yours?
It says, let's celebrate our Constitution of Rights.
That's what I heard.
Constitutional rights.
Oh, well.
It's got to be that. It can't be our Constitution of Rights.
Yeah.
It could be.
It could be wrong, but really, it could be.
It would be a folly.
Okay, so.
Aren't the Bill of Rights in the Constitution?
They are, but everybody's, you know, you hear you about my constitutional rights.
Well, I know
my
that,
Constitution but... of Rights. No, nobody ever says that.
Keel might have said that.
I think this is an unimportant argument that we're having here. I think the more important was exploding in my mind or in the night was what we needed to get to the bottom to.
Yeah.
Bottom of, because if it's in his mind, I was going to say there's something wrong with this guy because he could just open his eyes and actually see them.
He got hit by something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's also saying, I want to party until I see red, white, and blue. This guy might have fucking dropped some acid or something.
That's true. He might have
started to hallucinate a little bit. But it would make sense to be exploding in the night because that would rhyme with right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's hope.
Exploding in my mind is better, though. That would have been nice if that was the real lyric. But
yeah.
Okay, are we moving forward here?
Yeah.
You want to talk about, what did we talk about earlier about an element of disingenuousness of tossing something in there that, you know, might be the equivalent of handing out a business card at a fucking 4th of July party. This is it. So
coming up?
Yeah, right here.
All right. Of glory, I had a spot for you. It's the least
we can do on the 4th of... I'm pretty sure it's Old Glory, but yeah, it says Glory.
It's got to be Old Glory,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
And hey, this bud's for you.
He's saluting the flag, apparently.
Yeah.
By having a beer.
Is he offering the flag a beer?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, or...
He's toasting the
toasting
flag.
He's saying, you know, I'm drinking this beer in tribute to you or whatever. Do you think he changed it? Because, you know... A lot of people don't like the Bud.
If he does
this,
it.
This type of guy is probably not pounding Bud Lights anymore.
Yeah, that's an interesting. You bring up an interesting point. If he's out performing around this time, which I wager he probably is, we could go on his site and see where he's playing. He plays this song. I don't think saying he's drinking Bud is going to go over with that crowd.
He's going to get egged. He's going to get whatever that man, the Orkin man's
treatment.
Yeah,
his windows of his tour bus are going to be soaped up, and but he's going to come back right next year and do it again.
Yeah, he is
defiantly. But no, that's interesting. Yeah, I think he would have to change that. I don't think that would go over with his crowd
these anymore.
Days.
No, he's got to. This what? But what do you say? I mean, this Bud's for you is a specific phrase. Know. Like you don't say this beer's for you.
You could say this one's for you.
Yeah, I guess so. But like this Bud's for you was a
segue into the Barry Manilow song afterwards. I don't know.
Let's say this Bud's for you was a specific marketing tagline associated with one brand.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't just something you said for any drink. So
yeah, I don't know. That'd be interesting to. I'd be interested to know how that is going for him and if he needs to change it somewhat.
Yeah,
but
I don't know if he would do this song with because he doesn't really have like the metal kind of thing going on as much. I don't think it's more like a country rock sort of thing now. So from what I see,
you could adjust it. I mean, if it was a popular song in his catalog and it's the 4th of July, why wouldn't you play
that's
it?
True.
Probably wasn't a popular song. No, but, I don't know. I'm guessing. If
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, well, it's a terrible song. We know that.
I'm thinking if he's made all these albums over all these years, probably leave this one on the bench.
Old Glory and Hey, This Bud's For You, it's the least that we can do.
Mm-hmm. That's a sacrifice right there.
Yeah, handing the flag that's one of the shittiest beers ever created by mankind. Gee, thanks, Keel.
You know,
appreciate it.
The first time I got drunk on Bud Light was in this house.
I don't know who brought the Bud Light in, but it wasn't me. Didn't authorize
and
that.
And he brought his own.
I brought my own.
Swill.
Mm. I don't know. It was a party, so who knows who brought what, but that's the first time I ever had it.
What do you think of the pie? I see you're eating it.
It's good.
Is it fooling you a bit?
Yeah,
I thought if you didn't tell someone, they would probably think this is an apple pie.
You'd think, if you're paying any attention, you'd think there's something going on here. The flavor is pretty much the same, dare I say, but there's no chunks of apple that you're chewing. So it may be like, oh, was it like pureed or something?
Yeah,
like
an applesauce thing.
But yeah, it tastes apple-y to me.
Yeah, I'm going to get to this tomorrow. My wife actually made an apple dumpling dessert that the recipe called for a can of Mountain Dew. So,
Oh, wow.
It was pretty damn good, I must admit. So,
can of Mountain Dew.
That's interesting. July, the party never ends. On the 4th of July, we get all night to spend. On the 4th of July, we're never going to stop.
What do you guys think of that? Fine, good, love it, didn't like it.
Vinnie Vincent vibes off of that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was going to make a joke and say it sounds like George Lynch was brought in to play this one. It doesn't.
No, it there, doesn't. George Lunch, maybe. That riff,
George
that,
Cookout for this song?
That riff that came out of the solo was giving me a flashback to Escape from the Island a little bit.
Interesting.
But I was like a Vinnie Vincent Invasion vibe from the guitar solo. Do we know who his guitar player is, or do you want to waste time looking that up?
I'm sure I could look it up.
I don't need to know that bad, so don't feel obligated. But
I'm sure it's on here. Let's see. Mark Ferrari is one of them.
Oh, it's a good name.
The keys to the Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a guy named Brian J, but I have no idea who would have been playing leads between the two.
But yeah, this mindset of we've got all night to spend, we're never going to stop, we've got all night to rock, you know. These are the guys who are blowing off fireworks at 4 in the morning when you're trying to get to sleep. God. And it's just like, where are the cops? Come Never on, ending. Shut this shit down.
How do your dogs do with fireworks? Okay?
They're not too bad. No. They don't get crazy anxiety, but you can tell they don't like it. So.
Yeah, I know some animals really freak out. Feel bad, because like you said, there's people who just don't stop. It's not just a certain amount of time. It's like 36 hours like where you could hear fireworks going off.
Well, and one of the things I enjoyed in my younger days living in Chicago, and we had that band house over there by Fireside Bowl, we would Fourth of July, we'd just sit out in the back deck and just listen to the mayhem. I mean, there were legitimate bombs going off.
Yeah,
like, all night long.
People are crafting their own.
Oh, I mean, you could feel some of the explosions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in the day where it was pretty common for cars to have car alarms. And like,
oh, goodness.
One would go off and you'd hear like a half dozen car alarms contributing to the cacophony that's going on.
That's funny. You don't really hear that much anymore.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
You'd be walking into a store or something and one's going off and it's like, this is...
But I feel like it was more often back, like in the 90s. Where
all the time.
I think they're more of them, they're built in as standard equipment, and I don't think they're as sensitive to...
To noise like that or
whatever. Yeah, I think it's just more of, you know, trying to get into the car when the door is locked or something, but...
Mm. Nick, what did your friend Jared, who's probably listening, hopefully, hi Jared... He used to...
The Jared Bomb?
Yeah, I was going to say he used to make the Jared Bomb. Was that every year or just a couple years? I don't remember.
For a stretch of a few years at least, yeah. He would be in his basement taking apart fireworks and getting the powder out and kind of putting it all together.
Putting him into one big bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
Making the Jared Bomb.
Some sort of mad scientist kind of thing.
It was just a single detonation, loudest.
The one time it was in a gallon ice cream bucket.
Mm. And so that was, and then he would just put a long wick to it or whatever.
I think so. He'll probably be clarifying all this in the comment section on Facebook after the episode comes out.
I remember the Jared Bomb being a thing back then. I also remember being at his house in his front yard. We were probably, I don't know, I'm going to say like between 12 and 16, between all of us, you know.
Sure.
I think that would be about the right age. But I remember he had a cardboard box with like 200 bottle rockets, and he lit the box on fire. So they all just started shooting at everyone, so you just had to run. That was in the yard in the day. Because, you know, you get like those junk ones that don't do anything. Right. They just fizz and pop.
Right.
So he's like, I'm not going to spend my night lighting these. You can't even see them in the sky. So just shoot them at all your friends in a box in all directions. So everyone has to run down the street from them.
So much
Thanks,
fun.
Thanks, Jared. Oh, man. Okay. Let's hear this riff coming out here.
Happened there.
There you go.
That was in the song.
Was it?
Yeah, it was him popping
just
a brew.
Just like your municipal waste.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it was just a Bud Light.
Just like in the municipal waste trap.
Play that again. I thought something dipped out there. It's, technical problem.
It wasn't, you know, produced in the best way. It sounded like an error.
No. Oh, my God. Jesus. Oh, man, that was terrible. Jeez.
When we were listening to the Municipal Waste song a month or two ago, and I heard that in it, I'm like, oh, okay, we'll hear that twice this year.
Oh, so you already knew that
I already
this was
thought
happening.
It's, I think a Kiel 4th of July should be happening, yeah.
Mm. Hey.
What do you think of that? It's jarring, like you guys were saying, though, because everything drops out, and just all of a sudden, and perhaps that's a sound effect that's hard to make, stand out properly with everything else going on.
Yeah, if you still hear guitar and drums, you probably couldn't even make it out, right? Well, man, I don't know. At any point, like Chris, when you were a drinker, would you have enjoyed drinking on the 4th of July? Like, when I like to drink, I didn't really like drinking outside when it was super hot all day.
It sounds bad.
Maybe, I don't know if you got into that, but that was never my thing.
I mean, I wouldn't have partaken in it simply because it was the 4th of July. I mean, if it was the mood struck me to drink, I would... drink. It's that simple.
Okay. Yeah, I just think it turned me off. Like, I'd rather, when I was into drinking a lot, not saying I never did it, but I always preferred, like, indoors, hopefully dark. Yeah, I didn't like the sunny middle of the day, 90 degree. A beard never made me feel good. I know people always say that, like, oh, it's so refreshing, but never did it for me that way.
It kind of sounds like if it's the 4th of July and you're at a function and there's some food, you know, and I'm not going to stand out there if I can help it in the hot sun. Just stand there with my plate and eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if there's an indoor air-conditioned area.
You're going there.
Yeah, I prefer to sit down in a comfortable area to eat.
It's just like what Chris said about parades. It's a thing of the past. We have air conditioning now. We don't need to stand in the yard and eat potato salad and suffer.
Exactly. It's, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't necessarily associate drinking with the holiday just because it didn't matter to me what day it was.
Yeah.
If I felt like drinking, I would drink to excess probably. And,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I was never, I certainly can understand the refreshment of having a cold one on a hot day.
Okay.
I mean, that was kind of a foreign concept to me.
Yeah. I think for me, it was just like anytime I drank, it was for a purpose, and that purpose was not refreshment. You know? It's not a thirst quencher. I never felt happy about it. It was like, I'm going to get drunk and act stupid. So,
yeah, well, you certainly did that.
Yeah, and usually there's a shorter window. Like, I didn't want to do that early in the day and ruin the whole day. You do it at night, then you fall asleep, and then hopefully you feel better in the morning. He said stand up and salute, baby. Yeah. But then what was the next thing?
Hey, what's the rush? We got all night, baby.
Oh. So is it possible there's a romantic pursuit that he's throwing in at the very end of the song here?
It could be. Met someone at his parade. An old flame.
Could have happened.
Yeah. It's not impossible.
It's interesting, though. It's just...
She's leaving, and he's like, come on, baby, where are you going?
Yeah, didn't really expect that at the end. This is more like a guys hanging out sort of a vibe I was getting the whole time.
Yeah, me too, until suddenly he's
but
spotted someone.
Now suddenly he's upset somebody that he is interested in.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, well. It happened.
Oh, the album ends, huh?
Yeah. It's still going.
I mean, we have to play it. Oh, the finale. And that's it.
Ah.
Is it really cut off like that?
Yes.
Another brilliant production move on part of their organization.
I mean, in real life, after the finale, there's a pause, and then there's usually people cheering.
Cheering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should have been.
And then you hear...
That's great, though, how it went that long. It was inappropriately long.
Yeah.
We didn't need that, but I love the fact that it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Well,
Andy's thinking.
Nick brought it, so you vote first.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to give it a sweet surrender.
It's sweet surrender! Hell yes!
I have nothing to complain about as far as the riff, the arrangement. Production's not great. I'll definitely concede that point, because that's been brought up earlier. I don't know. It's Chris pointed out that it's definitely a, a predecessor to an Andrew WK type song. And that actually, Chris talked me into it.
Chris, what have you done?
Inadvertently, he talked me into to pushing it over the fence on this side. So,
Well, that was an unintended consequence, that's for sure.
Okay, Chris.
Oh, the most devastating kick to the crotch I can muster up.
It's a humiliating kick in the crotch.
Terrible in every respect. I mean, this is the ramblings of a knucklehead in this song. I mean, Budweiser drinking, you know, party all day and all night on 4th of July, just knucklehead. Just, yeah, nobody needs this guy around. Terrible. I mean, musically terrible, production-wise terrible. It's not good. Really not good.
So you're not going to listen to it tomorrow?
Never again, if I can help it. And I can. So
unless like you're watching PBS and there's something like Live from the Capitol.
Yeah, right.
Chances are
Michael Bublé covering it.
Yeah. Bublé does an entire album of Keel covers.
That will be on, whatever that is. There's always some Live from the Capitol 4th of July extravaganza.
Ron Keel should be on it.
I don't know why I picked Bublé. He's Canadian, but
no, he did.
He would do it.
He knows where his bread is buttered.
Exactly.
The only thing I partake in on the 4th of July is the Nathan's hot dog eating contest every year.
You watch ESPN, that, huh?
I do. I make a point of it. Block 11 o'clock Central Time, I'm in front of my TV watching it live.
I can't say that I've ever watched it. I've seen it
makes
clips.
It makes me uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, I have a hard time. Yeah.
Well, if you don't like the actual competition, you need to watch it for the guy who does the introductions.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is great. You can tell he makes shit up on the spot.
Okay.
He's incredible. They
just give him free reign.
Yeah,
obviously.
And some of the shit he says is legitimately hilarious. So okay. If you want to cut it off before the grotesqueness sets in of the actual eating, just watch the introductions. Okay. It'll be worth your time.
I'm doing it.
All right,
Andy. I want to know how you're going to vote. I was getting very mixed signals during the song.
Yeah,
could go either way.
Hmm. Just looking at the chat real quick. Is Joey Chestnut still the man?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's nobody even close. A few years ago, he got toppled in a one-off, but he's won like the last 13 of the last 14, something like that.
Wasn't there a Japanese guy?
Yeah, Kobayashi was the guy. Chestnut took him out, and that was it.
So he won a few, though, right? Kobayashi.
He did, yeah. Okay. Won several in a row.
And then it's been the Joey Chestnut show ever since.
Yeah, except for that one year. I'm trying to think. The guy's name is right on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it. But
who's the one who painted their face like the Ultimate Warrior? Was that Joey Chestnut?
It was Eater X, I believe.
Didn't know that at all. I've just seen it. I thought maybe that was Joey
Chestnut. I'm pretty
Chestnut.
Sure that's him. So it was like the Racer X and Speed Racer, Eater X.
That's an ominous sort of a name. From Diners Unknown. I'm guessing he was billed from.
Again, listen to the intro. It's worth it, I'm telling you.
That's funny. Oh, man. This is a hard one for me. I'm kicking it.
It's a humiliating kick in the crotch.
I need to listen to it again or more, or maybe I should have listened to it years ago, but I don't know. Because basically, many of the adjectives I would use to describe this song after one listen could also be applied to some songs that I've given Sweet Surrender to. Because of this... Even though I don't think it's great in one way, in another way, it made me happy. So for that reason, it gets a Sweet Surrender. This would qualify for that. But I don't know. It was just a little bit much for me today. I don't know if it's the mood I'm in.
Well.
But maybe just a few of the sets of lyrics that, you know, what was the party never ends. We've got all night to spend, that stuff. I don't know.
You wish you wish he was a little bit more or a little bit less predictable with the
a little bit less predictable
rhyme scheme.
Yeah, I would either like him to be either more completely over the top ridiculous or more maybe serious. I don't know.
Like actually like more
like either make it
real
like
real patriotism.
Yeah, like sorta. Like a revolution song or something. I don't know, but it's just this is like this was the flavor of the day to just do a party all night song, and he just took it and put it into a 4th of July song.
Right.
Like the lyrics, sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's not super tailored to the 4th of July, even though some of, you know, he did say fireworks and red, white, and blue, but I don't know. He just didn't go far enough, or he went too far. He's in the middle. Get out.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's funny that this song is in the middle, though.
It is.
It's pretty outlandish.
It is outlandish.
But
I might
not
be
enough.
Wrong. I don't know. I don't know how I feel right now.
Yeah, Chestnut has won 16 of the last 17 hot dog eating contests.
Okay.
Lost to Matt Stody in 2015.
That's a fluke, huh?
It was a fluke. I don't know. I can't remember what went on that contest, but yeah.
Matt Stoney.
South Park guy.
It's true. Kobayashi just retired or what?
He last time he won was 2006. Mm-hmm. And but, he's just, you know.
But he's still been around. He's just not winning.
I do not know. I would imagine he's still at it, but
I was just wondering if he like completely was like, all right, I'm done. 2006, I'm never doing it again. And that's why Joey Chestnut's winning, or Joey Chestnut just got that much better?
Well, Chestnut's that much better.
He's breaking the records.
Well, 16 out of the last 17.
But I mean, in quantity, he has the records.
He's continuing. Okay. He eats more every year. It seems
like. The secretariat of his sport.
So he is.
He's breaking his own records every year.
That's his only challenge at this point.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the last year I've got here for Kobayashi having any eating results is 2014, so he might have retired.
It's a good game to get out of.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that for too long. The competitive eating world doesn't seem like
if you've won a championship, you could step away. It's all right. Respectable.
Agreed. Wanting to win 16 out of 17 is next level.
Trying to outpig yourself every year. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you disagree with us, we're sorry.
That's just the fucking way it is.
Well, look where we found ourselves. Time for a commercial break. It's going to be patriotic, probably. What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be for the new Keel album.
Does he have one?
I don't know.
Probably, right? He's a guy who's not just sitting around waiting for things to happen.
He's prolific.
Yeah, he is, right?
He's kicking doors in.
I think he told me that he's always got new stuff out. I feel like you sent me something of his years ago.
He's got things cooking.
Okay. All right, it's 2023. It's the 4th of July episode of Pot of Thunder.
You know what that means.
And I tried my best to make this game go away. And Nick and Chris won't let it happen.
How'd you try to make it go away? You just didn't put any effort into it?
Yes.
Well, Chris is the chestnut of this game.
That's true.
That's true.
So I don't think he wants it to go away.
He doesn't want it to go away. But hey, it's basically however many people listen, plus the two of you, want this game.
They're going to get it.
And then there's me.
who came up with it
and wanted to kill his Frankenstein. But it's taken on a life of its own. I believe in you. The only reason I say that is because when we ran out of steam with the Scorpions thing, I was like, maybe that's just time for it to end. But I think with new artists, there's room for more years of this game. So
now, Nick, you put this together, so that means it's me against Andy?
Correct.
Okay, that's a new wrinkle.
Do you have some way to keep score?
I'm just going to, yeah.
Like tally somehow?
As we go, I'll
okay.
tally.
Okay, because yeah. I remember I had to do that. I had to get a piece of paper or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Should be okay.
All right, so I don't know anything. I'll just tell everyone listening what I have here. Nick sent me three clips. It says fireworks music, fireworks correct answer, fireworks wrong answer. I don't know what the game is. I'll be pressing the buttons, but I don't know.
Yep.
So you're going to have to like signal to me right or wrong, and then I'll have to press the button.
Sure.
Or you could just say it, but you know what I mean? You know, when I was doing it, I knew, so I can blah, blah, blah. All right, so, okay. I'm excited. Let's see, what's it going to be?
We're staying somewhat local with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to just fire it up.
The music?
Get the music going, it'll
okay.
Tip it off.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp song.
Oh, no.
Or fireworks.
Ha!
2023 right. edition.
Liking this.
And I'm screwed.
Well, see, and I know Chris has mentioned Mellencamp on the show before. I don't know how much of his early catalog or more recent catalog he's familiar with.
Zero.
Okay.
I know the radio hits. I never owned a Mellencamp album. Never felt the desire to dive deep into the catalog, so...
Okay.
So there's no advantage here.
I don't even want to play the game. I just want to listen.
All right. Fade it down a little bit, but...
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Our first round... John Mellencamp song or firework? The Big Jack.
And we both have to have an answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, is that how that works? We both answer? We can both have the same answer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right? You guys can copy each other if you want.
The Big Jack.
The Big Jack.
I'm going to say Mellencamp.
I'm saying fireworks, Kit.
Mellencamp song.
Right. Lucky. I didn't know it at all.
Off of the... off of the Dance Naked album.
Okay.
1994.
All right.
Is that the one with Wild Night?
Or was that the one before it? I don't remember. You might be right, though. That could be the Dance Naked album.
About the right time, but...
I think so. Okay, let's see here. John Mellencamp song or a firework? Round two. Welcome to Chinatown. Welcome to Chinatown.
You know, nah, I can't even ask this question. Okay.
Why not?
Well, does it ruin it? Do you have any trick questions in here, or am I not allowed to ask that?
Like if it's both of them?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But for fun, I could ask Cherry Bomb at the end.
Yeah, I mean, hey, this,
oh,
for all
right,
we know,
yeah.
This could be, too. I mean, any of the Mellencamp ones could be, but
that's the game.
But that's the point of the game.
Yeah. But, I mean, even if we say no, it might be both.
All right, so to me, that strikes me as an odd name for a fireworks kit, so I'm going to say Mellencamp song.
I'm going to say Mellencamp song.
You're both correct.
It's too on the nose for fireworks,
yeah,
right?
It's from John Cougar, 1979.
All right.
And it wouldn't be Chinatown. It would be like, I don't know, something about being made in China or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not Chinatown, America. It doesn't work that way.
It's all right, Andy. You got it right. Yeah. You just stop talking at this point.
I'm just adding some color while Nick's pulling up the next one.
All right.
Round three.
Andy 2, Chris 1.
Correct.
And there are 10 rounds.
Yes.
Love it.
You're not cheating over there, Googling shit, are you? You're staring at the computer.
Andy would not.
I'm looking at myself. I look nice today.
All right.
All right. Round three. John Mellencamp song or Firework? Watermelon Moonshine.
Oh, man.
Watermelon Moonshine.
It's got to be Mellencamp.
I'm going to agree, Mellencamp song.
You are both incorrect.
Oh, wow.
What a weird name.
Yeah.
So. Moonshine, okay. Watermelon is the weird thing.
Yeah.
So at the end of three, Andy still leads 2-1.
Fuck. Okay. That was my chance to make a move.
Yeah, it was. Now I'm just going to say everything you say.
Round four.
I wouldn't do that.
Rodeo Clown. John Mellencamp song or Firework?
I'm going to say definitely a Mellencamp song.
Say Firework.
Chris ties it up like he likes to do in these games.
Man. Rodeo Clown, huh?
Rodeo Clown off of... Where was that? Freedom's Road, 2007.
Rodeo Clown. Why would you call a song that? Oh. Why would you write a song that?
I don't know.
I haven't been doing the things.
What things?
The correcting them.
Oh, you could do that. Oh, so Chris got it right. So
you couldn't tell me shit.
Andy got it wrong.
And I realized I didn't know shit.
From one of his recent rants that have been getting a lot of press.
Yeah.
Stage ranting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're even up after four. Right?
Yep, 2-2.
Okay.
Okay. Bitchin' Camaro.
That's a firework.
Bitchin' Camaro.
Wait a minute, is this a trick and I never knew this? I can't look. What am I doing? I was going to Google something.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I gave my
I thought Bitchin' Camaro was a song, but by somebody else.
For the Dead Milkmen.
Yeah, right.
That's why I said it has to be Firework, but...
Unless he covered the Dead Milkmen.
Or was that a cover and we never knew?
Needless to say, when I saw it, wherever I saw it, I thought, okay, this is going on the list for the game.
I'm going to agree, say Fireworks.
You guys are both correct.
All right, okay.
Even
you couldn't tell me shit.
So that's after five, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Tie game?
Tied 3-3. This is... It always seems to go this way unless I'm involved and I'm in the dust.
Well, or Jericho is involved.
Well, that
just destroyed him.
Bring that one up.
Yngwie or Fireworks Kit. That was destruction.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago?
All right.
Lathrop 316 says, I just whipped your ass!
Round six. John Mellencamp song or Firework? Knuckle Sandwich. Knuckle Sandwich.
I'm saying Mellencamp. Again, this is a hard one.
They're all pretty... It's feasible either way.
Always.
That's what happens.
But sometimes you feel more so... leaning one way or the other. This is like a 51-49.
Yeah, it really is. Damn. Fuck.
Knuckle Sandwich. Yeah. John Mellencamp song.
I'm going to say Fireworks Kit.
Chris has taken... the lead.
You couldn't tell me shit.
at Andy's reaction.
And I realized I didn't know shit.
Fair.
Wow, Knuckle Sandwich, a fireworks kid, huh?
Sure.
Although you could certainly, with Mellencamp's shitty attitude about stuff, you could certainly envision a song called Knuckle Sandwich in his catalog.
Yeah. He's got a song called Rodeo Clown.
Yeah,
why not?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
He's anybody who has a song called Rodeo Clown in their catalog is capable of anything, really.
So Chris is in the lead as we march on to round 7 with Rumble Seat.
Jeez.
John Mellencamp song, Firework.
That's a definite Mellencamp song.
I'm in agreement with Chris. It's a Mellencamp.
You guys are both correct.
You couldn't tell me shit.
Had to be, because it's a whole hot rod thing or whatever, right?
Yeah. Couldn't fool you guys.
I actually knew that one. I've heard his version of it.
Okay. 5-4 after 7. Still anyone's game. I now present to you Black Lightning.
Heard of Greek Lightning.
Black Lightning.
It was Black Lightning. Don't answer it. Black Lightning.
What could it be?
I'm saying Fireworks Kit.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chris. That's Firework.
That was wise on both of your parts.
You couldn't tell me shit.
After 8, 6-5.
Boy, that crowd is really whooping it up to his screed there. Almost on a Nick DiPaolo level.
2 rounds left.
And I'm up by 1. Andy's got to make a move here.
Yeah.
Chris has got to lose one. Andy's got to pick it up.
Yeah.
Stay in this.
So this is the way we can make sure I don't just whatever Andy says I say, so I cruise to a victory. The leader has to go first.
Good idea.
Makes sense.
The leader is away, as they say in golf.
Very sporting of you.
Well, you know.
I now, for round 9, bring you Thundering Hearts. Thundering Hearts.
Mellencamp song.
Thundering
Mellencamp Hearts. Song.
This one's gonna go. Both of you are correct. It's going to go into the 10th round.
You couldn't tell me shit.
Andy has to. Chris has to miss. Andy has to get it.
Andy, whatever I say, Andy basically has to say the other one.
No matter what. So I either lose by 2 or I tie.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Not tie. You know what I mean?
All right.
Go to tiebreaker.
Round 10. This could be it, but we might keep going. All That Glitters. All That Glitters. Chris must answer first.
I'm going to say a Mellencamp song.
Gotta go with the firework.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to extra.
Oh, no!
You couldn't tell me shit. I didn't know shit.
After 10 rounds,
damn,
we are tied at 6. Ladies and gentlemen, this is fantastic.
So since Andy won that round, he should be away in this round.
We'll get
going with the golf.
That's good.
Yeah,
how they do it in golf. The better score on the previous hole, it gets to tee off the next one.
Just like in curling, you get the point. You
correct.
Go first. So John Mellencamp song or fireworks in the 11th round. We're going into extras. Wild Angel.
Whoo!
Didn't say I was gonna make it easy on you.
You didn't. And it just, it's first person who gets a lead, it's over, right?
Yeah, sudden death.
Sudden death. I'm gonna say Mellencamp.
My initial inclination was Fireworks Kit, so it will be decided here.
Wild Angel. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new champion. We have a new champion.
Oh my gosh.
You couldn't tell me shit.
Joey Chestnut has been defeated.
Nothing Matters.
Matt Stoney stepped up and
off of the Nothing Matters and What If It Did album, 1980, wow. Wild Angel.
I could tell you my approach, even though I squeaked it out in overtime. I was thinking anything where you could interpret it to being a love song, I'm going Mellencamp.
It ended up working.
Yeah?
That was what I started doing about halfway through the game.
Now, there was one that I put on the list that obviously it wouldn't be a song, but I just thought it was so ridiculous that I kept it on the list for comedic content, potentially. There's a firework called Harambe's Revenge.
Did you see it in person, or you just saw it online?
No, I saw it online, but I'm making note of that one. That's not a Mellencamp song, most likely.
An absurd name. Was Harambe was like a zoo gorilla that was...
No, a wild gorilla,
was wild?
That was hunted. Big controversy.
Yeah, okay.
Some years back.
And his revenge was
is a firework fountain.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
I got Buster Douglas.
You
did. What happened to me?
Can't believe it.
Shit.
Even I can't believe it.
It was, it was a nail biter, though. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Especially the listeners.
All the glitter is one that surprised me. It wasn't a Mellencamp song.
Yeah, it sounds too Mellencampy, but man.
Yeah, I had a. Andy's
the champ. We'll see who challenges him next year.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be you.
You know what? Here's what I think should happen. Since I've been dethroned, I should come up with the contest next week or next year and do it with Andy and a new challenger.
Yeah.
And I'll come up with the artist and the names.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Book it. Yeah, I'm not ready for a rematch quite yet. I've got to, reevaluate my prize fighting career.
It was a close one, though.
It sure was.
As close as they come.
Nick, a lot of positive comments about your music there. But they keep calling it a kazoo. It's not a kazoo.
No, that's my actual plastic saxophone.
Where you have to actually hit the keys in the right spot, right?
This is an actual,
it's the real deal in a way.
It's a black plastic saxophone.
What's it called? Does it have a special name?
I want to say, is it like the Dude, Dood or something? It's like, I don't know. I think it's a British company makes it.
The Dude saxophone.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
I'm looking as well make sure.
Introducing the Dude. The Dude is a new concept, single, reed. Okay.
Nuvo is the company, Nuvo.
Yep, and it's the Dude. Look at this guy's playing Uptown Funk on it.
Yeah, the guy in the he's showing off. This guy's a ringer. This is not an entry-level person here.
Yeah, so
in the video.
If anybody wants one, you can have one.
Yeah, they're fun, man.
You can have it.
I got the clarinet, which I think is called the Dude. But yeah, those things are fun. I got both.
Nick, you're being corrected on Harambe.
Was he a zoo?
I'm seeing he was at the Cincinnati Zoo and a kid fell in.
Oh, and they had to take him down. That's right. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. My mistake there.
Harambe was just kind of checking the kid out, and they popped him. That's what Michael Lubatti's telling
us. Yeah, no, that's I remember that story.
The gorilla didn't attack the kid yet. He was like,
"What is this?"
He didn't like. Wasn't there a story where he was kind of like?
Oh, did he pick the kid up?
Or was going to? They just.
That's what he just said. He was. They thought that's what he was going to do, so they took him down right there.
Yeah.
Gotta take
I just
out.
Remember the name, and that there was a big controversy over the killing of this gorilla or ape or whichever is the correct term.
And worthy of a fireworks kit being named after the incident.
That poor Harambe.
Yeah, he was just, you know,
he's just doing his own thing.
His fucking brat comes tumbling into his world, and it's lights out for him.
Yeah. Hey, that happens, right? Someone could just show up, and because they're in your orbit, you're toast.
Yeah.
You had nothing to do with it. So if you were a fan of that song, it is now added to our account, our box account that you can access through Patreon at the starting at the $5 level. It's there. The two Mellencamp clips are there. The newest Andy intro, number 18, is there. It's all there. So
18 intros.
18 intros. I just dumped them in there right now during the show.
We got a couple more in the works that we've been brainstorming. So,
what is it? Is it patreon.com/podofthunder? Yeah, right?
It's got correct. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know if it was like hyphens or some shit.
No.
patreon.com/podofthunder. If you want to go on there and download every clip we've ever played, I'm pretty sure 99% of them that have ever been played on the show are in there. $5. Get all of them. If that's all you want, that's more than worth it. If you want to stick around and do some other stuff, there's other options for you.
I want to know if anybody listens to that. How long is that clip? Like 16 minutes?
It was like 16 minutes. Yeah, 16,
if anybody's 42. Got that going while they're watching fireworks this year, I'd like to know. Because that would be a thrill for me to have recorded something being used for that.
That'd be a nice soundtrack to your 4th of July lovemaking session, too.
That's plenty of time, too.
With the sort of, then what's the word I'm looking for to describe this sax line? This sort of pensive, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Well, 4th of July lovemaking. People do that? That doesn't seem like a day for that kind of activity.
I'm sure it happens.
Eating encased meats and drinking beer all day, and then...
I don't know, it seems like that's what Kiel wanted to happen.
Well, I guess.
A lot of people go camping. I don't know. God. Are people doing that while they're camping? Probably.
I don't know. I would be focused on getting some good sleep.
Fucking while watching Chestnut in action on the... Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
That would be something else, especially if you were focused in on it. If that was the intention, you'd have to be...
There's something wrong there.
You'd have to be unwell.
If that doesn't turn everybody off, that's seeing that, then there's something going
both
on.
Both activities involve dipping things into cups of water, so...
Do they?
Softening things?
Yes.
Painting your face like the ultimate warrior and then ramming things in your mouth.
Fucker X is my alias for 4th of July.
Oh, man. Okay. Well,
we're sorry.
We're sorry.
Yes.
In general.
Yeah. We did it again. Thank you for joining us on your 3rd of July. Thank you for joining us live tonight if you are one of our patrons at that level. Or if you're watching later, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, hope you have a nice, safe 4th of July if that's something you celebrate. Either way, we'll be back next week with more Pot of Thunder.
French fried potatoes, garlic mashed potatoes, loaded mint potato, or the waffle fries on the right.